Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today is Monday of the sixth week of Easter. You notice it isn't just one day. It goes for a number of weeks here, 7 weeks of Easter, because Jesus rose from the dead and came back to us. Think of that. He came for us. It's a miracle, yes. I can't describe it, but he was here for us. So if I don't stop talking, we'll go on and on and on. So let's take a look at Monday of the sixth week of Easter. Jesus promises that when he sends the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit will testify to me. The Spirit comes into our life and opens our hearts to pay attention to Jesus and his words. The Spirit makes it possible for everything that we have seen in Jesus to become more and more our own, including his cross. We count on the Spirit for the strength not to fall away, but to be adorned with victory when our hour comes. Brothers and sisters, there are so many things that could happen to us. And if you're in bed right now because you've had a stroke, wherever you are, God knows you and loves you and wants to draw you closer to himself. So let's take a look at the opening prayer here. Grant, O merciful God, that we may experience at all times the fruit produced by the Paschal observances, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. The opening prayer for Mass, Monday of the sixth week of Easter, as I said. So now we turn to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, 11 to 15. We set sail from Troas, making a straight run from Samothrace, and on the next day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, a leading city in that district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We spent some time in that city. On the Sabbath, he went outside the city gate along the river, where we thought there would be a place along the river where we would find a place of prayer. We sat and spoke with the women who had gathered there. One of them, a woman named Lydia, a dealer in purple cloth, from the city of Thyatira, a worshipper of God, listened, and the Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what Paul was saying. After she and her household had been baptized, she offered us an invitation. If you consider me a believer in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed on us. The word of the Lord. Look at the kindness there. Look how she's reaching out to make her home a place of blessing for the people who were coming from all over the place. And it ends then with Psalm 149, which says, "The Lord takes delight in his people. Sing to the Lord a new song of praise in the assembly of the faithful. Let Israel be glad in their Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise his name in the festive dance. Let them sing praise to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord loves his people, and he adorns the lowly with victory." Doesn't matter what your status is in this country, God looks at your heart. and he adorns the lowly with victory. Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy upon their couches. Let the high praises of God be in their throats. This is the glory of all his faithful. Alleluia. The Spirit of truth will testify me, says the Lord, and you also will testify. Alleluia. Alleluia. They know, the apostles, they know they're going to have to teach so many people and bring the word to so many people, and it wouldn't be easy. And they were asking him, Lord, help us. Let the high praises of God be in the throats of all the people around him. May this is the glory of all his faithful. Brothers and sisters, do you see the joy in this reading? Do you see how much they love the Lord? How much do you love the Lord? How often do you turn to him in the day? Just even for a moment to say, I love you, or thank you for this, or help me with this. Whatever may be, God is there for you. So if God is with us all the time, we need to grow closer to him that we might follow him even better than we are now. And now we read from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 15, verses 26, chapter 16, verse 4a. That's a little complicated, but begin 15 to 26 to 16, 4a. Jesus said to his disciples, when the Advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this, so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. Can you imagine that? They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you. You know, brothers and sisters, you want to draw closer to him. You want to go closer to his word so that you can walk with him. Not just in times when you're in terrible difficulty, but all the time. Just saying, Jesus, I do love you. Maybe you don't have more time because you have small children in the home. But just as you walk through wherever you are, just say, Lord, I'm here. I love you. I want to follow you more. Help me to do that. And he will. He will do that for you. And brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you to read the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It is very, very worthwhile. This is from paragraph number 692 in the Catechism. Listen to this. When he proclaims and promises the coming of the Holy Spirit, Jesus calls him the Paraclete, literally, he who is called to one side. Paraclete is commonly translated by consoler, and Jesus is the first consoler. The Lord also called the Holy Spirit the Spirit of Truth. And another passage that I want to close with here, brothers and sisters, only when the hour has arrived for his glorification does Jesus promise the coming of the Holy Spirit. Since his death and resurrection will fulfill the promise made to the fathers. The Spirit of Truth, the other Paraclete, will be given by the Father in answer to Jesus' prayer. He will be sent by the Father in Jesus' name, and Jesus will send him from the Father's side, since he comes from the Father. The Holy Spirit will come, and we shall know him. He will be with us forever. He will remain with us. The Spirit will teach us everything, remind us of all that Christ said to us, and bear witness to him. The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth and will glorify Christ. He will prove the world wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. Brothers and sisters, please, if you don't have a catechism and you can afford it, please get one. Please. Because it will help you so much on showing you how to follow after him. His Ten Commandments are in there. He's got all kinds of things that he's done for us and teaches us about. You just can't say, oh yeah, I'm a Catholic. Do you know the gospel? You need to open your mind and open your heart, because God wants to draw you closer and closer to himself. I don't know about you, but I know that my time is coming somewhere in the next few years. And I just want you to know that all I can do is say to the Lord, I love you, help me, show me, teach me. Read the catechism. Please read the catechism, because it will teach you so much that you and I, both of us, all of us, need to hear. And I need to hear it a number of times. It doesn't mean just looking for a moment real fast, but you want to read the scriptures. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and he will do that because he loves you. Brothers and sisters, the day will come when we'll all stand before the judgment seat of God. All of us. Me too. All of us. And God knows everything about us. I want to meet with you in heaven. If I make it, I want to have you there with me. Please, read the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Read them carefully. Pray over them. When you don't know what it means, read the Psalms as well. They will be of help to you. Please. I read them every day, and they help me. And that's what I wanted to do for you. And so, brothers and sisters, until tomorrow, may God bless you. Amen. Mercy is at the heart and the center of God's love for us. To help you encounter God's mercy, I want to offer you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. To request your copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ.